welcome to season 3 of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. I'm Beverly Densham, Pilates teacher of over 23 years. I really look forward to bringing you tips to reduce back pain, to feel good, relaxation, positive affirmation, and inspiration every week to inspire you in body and mind. For more relaxation, stretching, core stability, back strength, and happiness. Big welcome to today's podcast. It's podcast day. Had a little week off. I didn't actually have a week off work, but we did have a week off the podcast, a week off classes. It was actually a very busy week's work, actually. How are you? And where are you listening? And do you tune in every week? Where do you listen to your podcast? I'm often in the kitchen when I'm listening to podcasts. I'm often cooking or clearing up or tidying or sorting out the house. That seems to be my go-to time to listen to a podcast. What about you? Well, today's podcast is all about Pilates after road traffic accidents and falls. And this was inspired by a client of mine called Hannah Sanderson, who's a wonderful, wonderful singing teacher, both in Cambridge and worldwide, as she teaches online too, which is pretty amazing, isn't it? She has been a guest on the podcast before, so if you are interested in hearing her full story, go to that podcast, and also talks about ME, chronic fatigue as well. Anyway, I decided I'd make an effort on Google, Google my business, and actually asking for some Google reviews this month. And they've been flooding in from my customers and clients. So thank you so much for that. And here's what Hannah has to say, and I'm going to share a few tips on today's topic with you. So Hannah said, I joined the Mindfulness Pilates online studio just over a year ago, and my back has never been stronger. I had an ice skating accident 15 years ago, which damaged my coccyx and lower back. And since then, I've struggled with pain and discomfort on and off, preventing me from sitting or standing for extended periods and limiting my activities. This was then exacerbated when I was involved in a car crash a few years ago. Over the last year, with Bev's teaching, my back and coccyx have grown stronger, movement is freer, and I can sit at my desk all day with regular breaks for stretching without it hurting. Even though I attend a group class and it's online, Bev takes such care and attention with each person, making adjustments and ensures you are working at the right level for you. Thank you, Bev. I tell you what, thank you, Hannah. Yeah, it's so rewarding when I see my work constantly making these sorts of differences. And I have to say, Hannah's posture is excellent. But having good posture alone is not enough when you've had an accident or and you've had a fall and things. You do need a lot more TLC than that, including strengthening the body up. And that's exactly what Hannah has done, which is amazing. So thank you so much for taking the time to write that. Really, really appreciate it, Hannah. And if you want singing lessons, I'll put Hannah's website in the show notes for you. So for me, on the falls and accident front, I've been through a few myself, and I think when I discovered Pilates in Australia after yet more recurring back problems, it'd been a kind of a vicious cycle since childhood of, you know, playing national junior sport. And, you know, Pilates really helped, so I was really pleased to have found something. But then when I was in Cairns, I was cycling to work, and I was involved in a very, very severe road traffic accident, and I was hit by a car. And life changed that day, really. Life changed forever. And I don't know if I would be teaching Pilates now if that accident hadn't happened, but maybe not. I don't know if it would have been the path I'd have gone on. And I went on quite a painful journey, really. but I'm glad to say that the rehabilitation took quite a while. There was the physical rehabilitation of having my wrist plated and screwed in an operation with a plate and 6 screws, because there were so many fractures in the wrist. Luckily, I had a helmet on, so that saved my life, I'd imagine. And but not ideal when your head smashes the windscreen with the helmet on. I have to put some sort of show notes thing on this. And yeah, I landed on the road. I think maybe the rucksack cushioned me a bit. Yeah, I think I went unconscious, and then I remember trying to breathe. But all these years later, you know, afterwards, when I was well enough to fly back to London, and then at the time home Hertfordshire, the mental rehabilitation was tough too. The post-traumatic stress, the depression, the chronic fatigue that came with it, and becoming so weak after that operation and having to rehabilitate. It was a trying time, really. And I had to seek different, you know, support to recover. Pilates was, I'm not a lifesaver, but it really, really helped me feel better in myself. And it made me feel better that I was physically doing strengthening to make myself stronger. And it really inspired me that actually I wanted to help other people with this, because, you know, rock bottoms are rock bottoms, aren't they? You know, and sometimes I think, you know, sometimes they happen to help us understand what that's like to, you know, do a very good job in helping other people who are going through that. So I still help people with their backs, and sometimes people come after they've had an accident. And unfortunately, I understand. I think when you personally rehabilitated, you know how actually one size does not fit all, and it has to be tailored. And people are always quite surprised how precise my teaching is at my, you know, online mindfulness Pilates studio. And I even thought recently about giving up my podcast or pausing it. If I always anyone listening, am I helping anyone with this? I don't know, really got one review. Please write a review if you actually do and listen to this. I was like, no, do you know what? One of my business friends is called Leslie Thomas, and she has a podcast called Let's Talk Money and More. And I like listening to it every week. And she has lots of different, very interesting guests sharing their money stories. Now you think, might think, well, what on earth has this got to do with your with your mindfulness Pilates Live Happily Ever After podcast? Well, there is a link actually, because one of her recent guests was called Lou Hamilton, a really interesting interview. And I then went on to buy her book, How to Be Fearless, Brave New Girl, which is a beautifully illustrated and very inspiring quotes in the book. And then I discovered that she has a book all about podcasts. Now I'm halfway through reading this book, and now I realise why I must keep doing my podcast, because I like helping people. No, I don't like helping people. I love helping people. And there's a lot more to go on this podcast, so I'm going to just keep going, because I know you're there listening. So, yeah, thank you, Lou, for your book. It's really helped me get to the roots of the inspiration behind, and I will share it more another time, actually, why I'm doing this podcast. And it isn't just for the back, it is for you, you know, to live happily ever after and have the tools to help during the good, challenging, sad times of life, and have a voice and express how you feel. And there's a lot more layers we're going to go into all of this. And part of that, of course, is using happy and calm cards as part of that tool, or happy kids cards to help with children and the families. So with my adult clients, I tend to now they're out, I use the happy and calm cards. But I just want to thank Lou for writing that book, because I've been journaling with the questions in that book, and I was like, wow, okay, I am going to keep doing my podcast. It's going to expand and grow and hopefully help a lot more people, and have interesting guests too, like my dad, Terry Densham's coming up soon. It's going to be an inspiring interview for you to listen to, as well as Reen Khatib, who's a web designer, is going to be, she sits at a desk all day, you know, and she's going to be sharing as an entrepreneur how this is helping her. You don't have to have injuries to do this, you know, you can just do it anyway. So yeah, I just want to say thank you to Lou and Leslie for what you're doing in the world, because it's encouraging me to also make an effort to be guests on other people's podcasts too. So yeah, that is the plan. That is the plan. Now let's share some tips with you today. Now we're going to start off with a happy and calm card. Best message for you today, or how interesting it is. It flew out actually. So how to use them, shuffle the cards, there's 52 different ones, fan them out, pick a card. Today's one that flew out actually is, I love setting goals. I love to think, write, or draw my goals. What does that mean to you today? What does that mean? One of the clients I've been working with this week, you know, had a goal of getting her quality of life back because with severe arthritis going on, massive pain, seeing specialists, scans, whatever going on, seeing physiotherapists, seeing the chiropractor, acupuncture, and me, they wanted the goal of being able to walk easily again and to be able to garden easily again. And high five, double high five. This client is now achieving that this month and only got stiff muscles. And if you've only got stiff muscles, you are doing very well. You are doing very well. High five and well done for this. So that's the point of the body, you know, the body work and the strength work, is to get yourself into a quality of life and a more injury-free zone. And you can always get stronger. So what is your goal? What is your goal? Okay, so that is the bit I wanted to share on that. And I want to say as well, so that's tip one today, set a goal. And then number two, how are you gonna achieve that goal? And who are you gonna get? Number three, who are you gonna get support you with that goal? So, you know, that's really, really important. Like for me, you know, that what does that mean to me, that question? That meant that I went and bought those books and read those books and took the time to journal to realize how valuable podcasts are. I love listening to podcasts. I'm like, well, I love listening to podcasts. You know, you go into a bit more depth, you get a bit more personality from it, don't you? And you know, there's another layer of it all. Tip number four is there is light at the end of the tunnel. Some tunnels are really dark for whatever reason. They are really dark sometimes. And you have to realize that if you put the action steps in and you get asked for help and voice how you feel and get whatever help or professional support you need, you know, whether that's seeing the doctor, the physio, the osteopath, the chiropractor, you know, I recommend as a client, you know, maybe consider seeing a homeopath today as well as, you know, the medical side, because, you know, there are different angles to helping different things as well. So, you know, think what that might mean to you. Hopefully you're not in a dark tunnel at the minute, but sometimes life throws us a dark tunnel. That can be grief, it can be an accident, it can be anything. We're particularly talking about, you know, accidents and falls today, and falls can be, you know, not good either. So, yeah, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. Things won't stay exactly as they are now forever. And you can increase your toolbox of self-help to deal with it. And that's something I'm very proud of, is that I help my clients with that meditation, the breathing, the relaxation, the calm, the peace, the serenity that comes with it all, you know, the mindset, the positive affirmations, the goal setting, the journaling. And you can do these things for just 1 minute, and wow, what a difference they can make. What a difference. So let's go into today's meditation. We're going to keep it short and sweet. So it's going to be a 1 minute meditation. I would recommend that you lie down for this. You can lie down on bed or just lie down, or if you have a very good quality mat, you can lie on that with your knees bent for back support, with a cushion behind your head. And maybe tuck yourself up in a cozy blanket, depending on what weather's like with you and how warm it is or not. So what I noticed with a client this week is their posture was really bad when they were standing up, but what they actually needed was the lying down work first to improve the posture, and then to do the standing work after, which is massively, really, really good actually after that. So having a lie down is also very good for your posture, very good for your posture, very good for your back, very good for your discs, also very good for your mental health and happiness, which I am just as passionate about as your body. So when you're ready, get yourself ready for this beautiful 1 minute number 10 relaxation meditation. Enjoy. So we're going into meditation now. Close your eyes, sitting, standing, or lying down. Breathe and relax. Well done for doing this today. And just take these moments for inner calm and peace and serenity in mind, body, and spirit. Breathing in through your nose and out through your nose, relax. This is your number 10 relaxation meditation. In through your nose, out through your nose, relax. Enjoying the calming music. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Well done. Breathe and relax. Well done. Into your nose, out through your nose, relax your tummy, happy shoulders. Breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. And breathe and relax. Very well done. Sending you lots and lots of love. I really hope you enjoyed that little meditation. It's very, very short. It's very, very powerful. It's so beneficial. Report back. Let me know how you enjoyed today's meditation, how you enjoyed today's podcast. Maybe it'll inspire you to listen to a new podcast. Yeah, maybe it will. I haven't listened to Lou Hamilton's podcast yet. That's one of my next ones on my list, but I'm busy reading the book at the minute. What goal did you set today? And I hope some of the tips just help you. You know, there is light at the end of the tunnel. Things can improve and you can get stronger in your back, your body, your mind, and you, and happier and more quality of life. And my wish is that you can live happily ever after. Loads and loads of love, and I'll see you next time on the podcast. And we've got some special guests coming up in the next few weeks for you. Lots of love. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Mindfulness Pilates podcast. Please rate and review on your podcast platform. You can access my free healing meditation and Pilates to ease back pain in 3 minutes on my website. You can also book your reduced back pain to feel good one-to-one mindfulness Pilates program on Zoom or mindfulness Pilates membership by going to mindfulnesspilates.com.